Задание А8А14. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях А8А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
With us in the studio today, we have the owner of famous British vintage inns. Good afternoon, Mr. Mitchell.
Good afternoon, but please call me Michael.
So, Michael, what is so special about vintage inns for Englishmen or tourists?
I must say, one of our greatest advantages is that we are in really prime places. Imagine a summer's day, a river gently flowing past as you enjoy a light lunch or an evening meal with friends. Or maybe it is winter and you sit in front of a log fire. Our inns are always in a quaint village in the heart of the English countryside, which makes it attractive for both nostalgic British people and enthusiastic tourists.
As I understand, most of your inns have their own gardens.
Yes, it is certainly true. They are every bit as pleasant as the places the inns are in, ideal for a meal in fine weather, which is, of course, seasonal.
Still, competition is high in your sphere. Being not so close to centers of big cities, what do you do to make sure people will drive specially to you?
Actually, I do nothing special to attract potential customers. You see, I do not have to, as the inns are generally located in places worth visiting, and many are close to enchanting walks. Very often, there is a vintage inn close to a stately home, or a historic village, or another tourist attraction. What could be a better way to spend a day off with your family? Even London pubs cannot offer this.
Any chain store risks becoming boring for clients, as they all look exactly the same. What do you think about this opinion?
I'd like to say that every vintage inn is different, but they are all the same. All our inns will definitely offer the same high-quality menu and standards of service. All our landlords and ladies share the same passion for getting it right. However, each vintage inn has its own unique character. You will discover thatched roofs, soft, natural slate, buildings of hewn stone. There are Tudor, Georgian, Victorian, and many more styles of architecture, including modern ones.
What about food in vintage inns?
What we offer is best described as leaning towards traditional home-style cooking, but with a contemporary twist. Still, we do allow the best of great food from around the world to add a little influence on what we do. Many of our dishes are our own creation, and all dishes are designed to look tempting and great on the plate.
Is there a difference between an afternoon menu and an evening one?
Well, on working days at lunchtime, you can choose anything from a range of sandwiches to full three-course meals. Our evening meals also offer lighter choices, but includes fish, chicken, pasta, salads, steaks, and pies, too. On Sundays, we include a choice of traditional roasts and puddings.
What is your booking policy? You must have a long line of people wishing to visit your places.
I know many people prefer to book for their Friday dinner well beforehand. Nevertheless, in fact, at vintage inns, you cannot book. That is because we are always ready to welcome you 7 days a week. Just turn up, and we will make you feel welcome, even if you choose to come at the busiest time. As soon as a table is vacant, you can have it.
Thank you, Michael.
Pleasure. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
With us in the studio today, we have the owner of famous British vintage inns. Good afternoon, Mr. Mitchell.
Good afternoon, but please call me Michael.
So, Michael, what is so special about vintage inns for Englishmen or tourists?
I must say, one of our greatest advantages is that we are in really prime places. Imagine a summer's day, a river gently flowing past as you enjoy a light lunch or an evening meal with friends. Or maybe it is winter and you sit in front of a log fire. Our inns are always in a quaint village in the heart of the English countryside, which makes it attractive for both nostalgic British people and enthusiastic tourists.
As I understand, most of your inns have their own gardens.
Yes, it is certainly true. They are every bit as pleasant as the places the inns are in, ideal for a meal in fine weather, which is, of course, seasonal.
Still, competition is high in your sphere. Being not so close to centers of big cities, what do you do to make sure people will drive specially to you?
Actually, I do nothing special to attract potential customers. You see, I do not have to, as the inns are generally located in places worth visiting, and many are close to enchanting walks. Very often, there is a vintage inn close to a stately home, or a historic village, or another tourist attraction. What could be a better way to spend a day off with your family? Even London pubs cannot offer this.
Any chain store risks becoming boring for clients, as they all look exactly the same. What do you think about this opinion?
I'd like to say that every vintage inn is different, but they are all the same. All our inns will definitely offer the same high-quality menu and standards of service. All our landlords and ladies share the same passion for getting it right. However, each vintage inn has its own unique character. You will discover thatched roofs, soft, natural slate, buildings of hewn stone. There are Tudor, Georgian, Victorian, and many more styles of architecture, including modern ones.
What about food in vintage inns?
What we offer is best described as leaning towards traditional home-style cooking, but with a contemporary twist. Still, we do allow the best of great food from around the world to add a little influence on what we do. Many of our dishes are our own creation, and all dishes are designed to look tempting and great on the plate.
Is there a difference between an afternoon menu and an evening one?
Well, on working days at lunchtime, you can choose anything from a range of sandwiches to full three-course meals. Our evening meals also offer lighter choices, but includes fish, chicken, pasta, salads, steaks, and pies, too. On Sundays, we include a choice of traditional roasts and puddings.
What is your booking policy? You must have a long line of people wishing to visit your places.
I know many people prefer to book for their Friday dinner well beforehand. Nevertheless, in fact, at vintage inns, you cannot book. That is because we are always ready to welcome you 7 days a week. Just turn up, and we will make you feel welcome, even if you choose to come at the busiest time. As soon as a table is vacant, you can have it.
Thank you, Michael.
Pleasure. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.